Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to kicking off a brand new week. And I'm a firm believer that there are things in life that we sometimes have to discard so that we can pick the good things up. Think of it this way. It's almost like going to the grocery store. You go to the grocery store, you have a list of things that you're looking for, and let's say that you don't have the cart or you don't have a basket. So you start picking things up with your arms. You start packing them into your hands and you start carrying them throughout the store, and then pretty soon you get to a place where you cannot carry anymore. It's a little bit like that in life, and especially as entrepreneurs, we have to kind of prioritize the things that we want to carry forward and the things that we want to let go of. Sometimes we lose things and they get turned into a place where we can go back and get them. Call that the lost and found, right? Sometimes these items are reclaimed and sometimes they're not. I'm reminded of a story of a boy who finds a box of sundried items, just this box of stuff laying around. It had been thrown out. And he says to his mother, "What is this stuff?" And the mother says, "Well, it's other people's stuff that they've left behind." The little boy says, "Well, why didn't they come back for it?" And the mother responds, "Some lost it intentionally, some never knew it was gone, and others simply moved on." The question that I want you to think about today as you start a brand new week is, what is it that you need to lose? And what is it that you need to find? Interesting question. As an entrepreneur, as a business leader, we have to constantly be thinking about where the best placement of our time, attention, and focus has to be. Doing our best work each and every single day, that's simply the charge of a high performer. We want to show up every single day and do today better than we did yesterday. We want to put together as many strings of great days as we can to create awesome momentum. With all that said, we have to be able to prioritize what's important to us and what needs to be let go. So I want to talk to you through a few lists of things that you might consider losing, and therefore other things that you can pick up in their place. A couple of items I would suggest you start to lose if you want to be very successful in business is excuses. We have to get into the habit pattern of losing the excuses. And look, everybody makes excuses. I talk about this quite a bit. I teach this to my clients. I talk about it in some of my programs. I've certainly spoken about it from stage many times, and that is this. We all make excuses, even the ultra-successful, even the people that are highly successful. You look around and you think, man, that person's got it all going on. That person can and sometimes does make excuses. The difference is that high performers understand how to create answers bigger than their excuses. Don't have enough time? Make time. Don't have the money? Find the financing. Don't have the will? Don't have the motivation? Get the discipline. There's always an answer to every excuse. The question is, are your answers bigger than your excuses, or are your excuses bigger than your answers? It's a very important thing to consider if you're going to consider yourself a business leader. And what's most important to you right now is not comfort. It's not ease. It's not convenience. It's what will lead you down the path to being the ultimate person you want to be. To get the results you want, to have the dreams and all the things that you want to come to fruition, you have to put the work in right now today. It can't be something that you mortgage off to the future. You have to do it today. The other thing I suggest you lose if you want to be successful in business is the drama. There's a lot of people who are addicted to the drama. They love to have that constant chaos in their life for whatever reason. It makes them feel alive. It makes them feel connected. Their neurons are firing on all 12 cylinders, and all of a sudden they start to feel like there's something that they have a purpose for. They get addicted to the chaos. They get addicted to the drama. As business leaders, we have to learn to be much more stoic, much more even-keeled. Yes, there's always going to be negativity. Yes, there's always going to be people coming into our lives that want to subvert, if you will, or undermine our dreams, but to give them any more power, to give them any more attention, is a true waste of our best resources, our best asset. That's ourselves, our energy. So remember that. Get rid of the drama. Get rid of the excuses. Another thing that I suggest you lose is the negative thinking and the negative people. They kind of go hand in hand. If you're a negative thinker, if you're a person who has kind of a negative default, you're going to attract a lot of negative people in your life. But let me be very clear on what I'm saying. I'm not talking about being one of these overly positive people where everything is a blessing, everything is a charm. Yes, you can certainly find the silver lining. There is good in literally everything, every setback. But it's okay to experience pain. It's okay to experience frustration. It's okay to feel anger. It's okay to feel the disappointment. It's okay to feel those things. But to stay stuck in those places, that's the danger. I hear people talk about, well, I want to be nothing but happy. I'm going to ignore negative feelings. But here's the problem with that. Negative feelings, negative emotions, they're a part of life. The point is not to hang on to them. The point is to experience them, feel them, and let them pass. That's what I'm talking about. But so many people are caught up in the negativity. They allow little things to annoy them. They allow little things to stop them. They allow every small possible distraction to knock them off their course. They allow the negative people to come in and influence them, as opposed to being the influencer of the world around them. The question that I have for you is, what are you willing to do to become the influencer in your own life? Don't worry about influencing the marketplace. Don't worry about being the top earner. Don't worry about being the person that has the most followers on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. That's not what's important. What's important is your ability to influence your own life, to be a person that isn't knocked off your mission, a person of clarity, a person of certainty, a person of focus. I'll get to that more in just a moment. But if you're going to go to the lost and found in life and you're going to leave things behind, I suggest you leave behind the negative thinking and the negative people as quickly as you can and realize that, yes, sometimes negativity, anger, frustration, these things that are made out to be bad, which they're not, they're just part of life, sometimes they show up and it's okay to experience them. Okay, don't make it out to be a bad thing. And if somebody's trying to make you out to be a bad person because you feel negativity or you're going through a tough time, don't listen to it. It's a part of the human experience. And as entrepreneurs, you're going to experience a lot of challenges. The key is being able to get yourself out of that negative place as quickly as possible, as efficiently as possible, and move forward to being more effective. Another thing to get lost or get rid of, to lose, is self-doubt. Self-doubt. Because self-doubt will lead to self-defeat. This is perhaps one of the most important shifts you can make as an entrepreneur. If you want to create great success for yourself, whether it's financial, whether it's influential, whether it's anything else, you have to get past the self-doubt. And everybody feels the self-doubt, very much like negativity. It's a natural part of life. But the truly successful people, the people that are out there crushing it, that are getting the big results that we all look at and go, wow, that's pretty cool. Those are the kinds of people that work through their self-doubt. They feel it. They experience it. They know what's there. They ignore it as much as they can. They move through it. Think of it this way. Think of self-doubt as a rainy day. Sometimes that rain comes in, blows through, and it's raining, and you say to yourself, wow, it's a rainy day. Now, are you going to stay stuck inside? Are you never going to leave your house? Or are you going to grab that umbrella and put on that raincoat and go out into the day? You see, the effective high performers, they grab the umbrella. They arm themselves against that self-doubt. They realize that it will come up. There are typically times the self-doubt taps you on the shoulder at the most inopportune moments possible. That moment when you're just about to pick up the phone to ask for the sale. That moment when you're just about to walk into the boardroom and deliver your presentation. That moment when you're just about to go live on Facebook or whatever to talk about your business, to talk about what you do. That's when the self-doubt shows up. It doesn't show up when everything's going hunky-dory. It doesn't show up when you don't have anything on the line. Self-doubt shows up when you've got to deliver. And so, as a high performer, you have to get used to losing that self-doubt. You have to get used to ignoring it, blocking it out, compartmentalizing it, and saying, now is not your time. Now is my time. This is my time. I will rise to this occasion. You can sit down and shut your mouth. That's what it takes. Another thing I suggest you lose is guilt. I have to tell you, of all the human emotions that we experience, guilt is the single most useless emotion in the world. Guilt does nothing for anybody. Let's say, for instance, you do something to wrong someone. Let's say you're absolutely in the wrong. You did something wrong. You hurt somebody. You lied to somebody. You stabbed somebody in the back. You did something so awful that you should feel guilty for it. According to society and mainstream media, you should feel guilty for it. The question is this. If you apologize for it, and you really mean it, and you do everything you can to make amends, but you still feel guilty, who is really damaged here? The only person that's damaged is yourself. Because the person that you wronged or the party that you wronged, they're already feeling the pain. So for you to go through and continue to beat yourself up, to feel the guilt over it, does nobody any good. On the other hand, if you were to pour all that energy that is normally wasted with guilt and pour it into becoming a better person, to becoming better educated, more aware, more capable, so that you don't go and repeat the same mistakes over again, that is a true gift and a service to the world. If the other person can't let it go, that's their deal, not yours. But here's the interesting thing. Those are extreme. You know, we talk about doing something wrong when you're actually in the wrong. A lot of people feel guilty for doing good, for doing the right things, for becoming successful. They feel guilty if they make a lot of money. They feel guilty if they become somewhat successful in their business. And that feeling of guilt creates fear of success, and that fear of success starts to completely cut them off at the knees before they ever get started. You have got to lose the guilt, my friends. It is a useless emotion. I don't care what your religion has taught you. I don't care what your upbringing and your parents and the society you grew up in tells you. Guilt is useless. Drop it. It doesn't do anybody any good. You are not a hero. It is not noble to feel guilt. Is it normal? One could argue that it is. I personally believe that it's a construct of society. I think that when we feel guilt, it's an old programming that we can reprogram. Sure, you can look at something and feel a little bit bad about it. You can say to yourself, that was terrible. I should never have done that. Bad decision, bad actions on my part. And you should feel it and then feel a sense of gratitude for it and then a true sense of contrition, apology, whatever it looks like for you, and a committed dedication to never allowing that to happen again. And then kind of the graduate level experience with guilt is the ability to have compassion and empathy for people who wrong you. That old saying, he who hath not sinned can cast the first stone. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks is the old, I think, paraphrase of that biblical passage. And I'm not a biblical person, so please forgive me if you are and I've butchered that passage, but you get the idea. The idea here is not to disparage people who make bad mistakes. The idea is to get past this whole notion of guilt and just get moving on with living life. Okay, so now we talked about what to lose if you want to be a successful entrepreneur. Let's talk about what you should find. Find your purpose and find the mission that supports that purpose. Do you have to know your purpose right now? No. Will you ever find your purpose? Absolutely, it's possible. What if you never find your purpose? Does it mean that it's a life wasted or a life not well lived? Not necessarily, but I can tell you this. If you're committed to finding your purpose and you know that it's something that you may have to dedicate the rest of your life to and you're willing to do that, it will be worth it. If you are willing to find your purpose, if you are willing to find your mission and do whatever it takes to accomplish that mission, not only will you be materialistically successful, not will you be able to look at your bank account and be awed, not only will you be able to look around at your house, your home, your car, all the things that you want and go, finally, I've hit those targets, but you'll feel great about it. All those feelings we talked about a moment ago, the excuses, the drama, the negative thinking, the negative people, the self-doubt, the self-defeat, the guilt, all that stuff goes away because you were committed to your purpose. You found it, and you were committed to your mission, and you are accomplishing it. The other thing you got to find is focus. both mental and energetic focus. I've been talking a lot about this lately. I've been talking about it for pretty much my entire career as an entrepreneur, as a mission accomplishment specialist, and even as a coach. It's so important to find mental focus and energetic focus, because it's possible to be laser focused mentally on the wrong things. If you're energetically focused in the wrong place, focused on everything that's going wrong, focused on all the people that have done you wrong, focused on the haters, focused on the detractors, focused on the people who backed out on you. If you focus on that stuff energetically, yeah, you're going to start getting more of that stuff. You might be laser focused mentally on that stuff, but the question is energetically, where is your focus? Are you focused on the pain or are you focused on the possibility? Clarity. That's another thing to find. It's clarity. You know, clarity is an important thing because clarity is one part of confidence. Clarity is one part of confidence. If you're clear on what you want and certain that you can do it, then you become more confident. Clarity plus certainty equals confidence. So if you're clear on what it is you want, you're clear on who you are, you're clear on your values, you're clear on how you operate, you're clear on what you do and who you do it for, that is a very powerful elixir, something that you should drink from the cup of every single day. And of course, structure. Here's the interesting thing about structure. A lot of entrepreneurs think, hey, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to fire my boss. A little bit, if you joined me last Wednesday, I was on my Facebook Live and I talked about some of the dangers of having a mentality that's absorbed with that. I won't go into it here. Hopefully you saw that. If not, you can go watch the replay over at facebook.com/flywithjt. But if you come in and you've got structure, a lot of entrepreneurs say, I don't want structure. If I wanted structure, I would stay at my job. Guess what? That's the first step down the path to destruction in business. You have to have structure. In fact, you have to have more structure now as an entrepreneur because you don't have somebody holding your feet to the fire. You've got to be the toughest, most intense boss you've ever had. And that focus, that clarity, and that structure, what that really is called discipline. Now, discipline's not a sexy word. It's not a word like hustle. It's not a word like 10X. It's not a word like, you know, lifestyle type things. Discipline is the tough, nasty work. It's the dark hours we put in that aren't glorified. It's the stuff that people don't like to talk about. It's the stuff that never shows up in marketing. Why? Because it represents itself as something hard. It represents itself as something as work. But it is the clear path to success. It is the clear path to results. It is the clear path to anything worthwhile. If you can find that discipline, if you can develop that discipline, cultivate it within yourself, you can create magnificent results and create an amazing life. Find the self-love. Find the advocates that will come to you. And more importantly, don't just worry about happiness, worry about joy. The difference between happiness and joy is happiness is kind of fleeting. Happiness is a feeling, whereas joy is an experience. Joy is a way of being. There are times where you can have joy in the middle of pain. You can have the joy of saying, you know what, I was built to endure this tough time. You don't have to be happy about what's going on. You don't have to be happy about the bills. You don't have to be happy about the diagnosis. You don't have to be happy about the setback or the loss. But you can find joy in the experience of being strong enough, knowing you have what it takes to get through that tough time and to rise above it. Something else to consider is that sometimes we lose ourselves in the result-obsessed brain death of society, okay? And I want you to avoid this. We tend to lose ourselves, who we truly are. Think about who you were at the peak of your joy in life. Maybe it was the happiest time of your life. Were you obsessed with results? Were you obsessed with proving something to somebody? Probably not. Don't fall for that brain death. Don't lose who you are. Don't lose your true self to the pursuit of success or the pursuit of whatever it is you call, you know, success. Instead, find yourself, your true self, in the journey itself, in the journey, the pursuit, the process. Find yourself in that process. Discover the treasure. Discover the prize in growing and refining and even falling and getting up. There are going to be times where you're going to fall flat on your face. Find some semblance of who you are, truly who you are, in that experience of falling flat on your face and getting back up. The muscle that has to be built to get up after a fall. The belief that has to be built to get up after a fall. Discover yourself in that. Think of it this way. Sometimes it's in losing that we gain the most. And sometimes it's in getting lost that we are truly found. Today and every single day, commit yourself to losing the things that no longer serve you. Losing the things that hold you back. Losing the things that weigh you down. Losing the things that sap you of your life. And commit yourself to finding the things that empower you, finding the things that strengthen you, finding the things that encourage and embolden you, finding the things that make you more of who you truly are. When you do that, my friend, you can take bold actions to becoming the best version of yourself, to becoming a successful entrepreneur, and to being the kind of person that will lead others to success as well. That is the true mark of a champion, and that, my friends, is the true mark of a business leader. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.